So after quite a not pleasant bit I just did about excruciating sounds, I want to have a rant now because, well, it's been a while and I think this might get people talking. So last, on Sunday, we had the first Formula One race, the first Grand Prix of the new Formula One season, in which, for the first time, it was shown live on two separate channels, both the BBC on BBC One and on Sky's new Sky F1 channel. And, well, that's really going to be where I'm focusing my absolute rant on. I couldn't think of the word to say then, but rant, we'll go stick with rant. In my opinion, Bernie Ecclestone made a catastrophic decision, a catastrophic mistake, when he gave the contract, the primary contract, to Sky. I think it was an absolute horrific decision that will eventually ruin Formula One in the UK. Now, he's only done this to make more money for Formula One and to line his pockets. That's what he's done it for. And, well, yes, you can kind of understand him wanting more money, but as a multi-billionaire, you kind of have to think that he already has enough. Do you not think? But it's not the first time that Sky have gone into a sport simply to push money into it. Think about football. Before Sky came along, football was essentially a hobby. Yes, okay, you had televised matches before Sky started buying up everything, but you didn't have the amount of money in football as you do today. And let's be honest, because money ruins football. As soon as you introduce money ruins everything. As soon as you introduce money into a sport, and lots of it in vast quantities that the Premier League now has, you're now ruining that sport. You're now ruining football because the quality isn't there. Okay, these footballers are paid, you know, 200, 300, 400 grand a week. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Then you've got cricket. After we won the Ashes in 2005, Sky bought the rights to the cricket. Okay? Simply because they thought, make money out of this. Because people, if they wanted to watch the cricket live, they'd have to buy Sky. And they're doing the same with F1. Okay, they didn't get the full thing that they wanted, but they still ended up picking up Formula One. Not because the sport on its own was popular. Because think back to the time when ITV had Formula One. It was never vastly popular. Okay, you did have people that watched it week in, week out, but it wasn't the big thing that it is today. And over the last three years, the BBC have had it. The BBC have made it the popular sport that it is in the UK now. Formula One, 3 or 4 years ago, didn't really have the following that it does today. And that following is because it was on the BBC. The BBC have made it popular. And by Sky buying it, they're now going to make it less popular again. So in, I don't know, 10 years' time, because that's about how long ITV had it for, come 10 years' time, Sky will be thinking, well, we're not making money on this anymore. We'll hand it back to the BBC. Because ultimately, the BBC are the ones who do Formula One the best. Now, I do appreciate Sky saying that on their channel, I don't have Sky, I'd never line Rupert Murdoch's pocket with money. But I do admire Sky saying, well, we're not going to put adverts during the race. That I admire because that was the one thing that really did annoy me when it was on ITV and them having breaks during the race. But it just annoys me that a sport that one company has made popular, another one could come along, put in stupid amounts of money for it, and then expect to have lots and lots of members of the British public paying them for the privilege of watching it live. It just doesn't seem right to me. And I don't condone hacking in any way, shape or form, but if you're hacking Sky, good on you. Keep doing it and tell me how to do it. That's my boo. That's my rant for today. I shall see you soon.